This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're going to go back to this fake impeachment hearing run by Jerry Nadler's committee. Seriously, these Democrats must have so much hiding in their closet to embark on this treasonous journey that they've been embarking on for 3+ years now. It's really stunning. And you know, I have a lot of people ask me, it's like, because sometimes I'm critical of the president. Obviously, right now, I'm really critical of these Democrats running this fake impeachment hearing. Folks, I just call it like it is. That's what we do here at InfoWars. I'm not sitting on Trump's you know what. So, yeah. I'm calling out the fact that Democrats have lied about Trump. New York Times have lied about Trump. The Democrats are committing open treason. They've been doing it for 3 years. They're trying to destroy this country. They want to take your guns, take our free speech. Yeah, that's the damn Democrats. They're the ones destroying America. But I elected Trump to build a wall, stop illegal immigration, and I'd like to see him actually do something about the censorship. People say, oh, leave Trump alone. Shut up, conservative snowflake. Now, let's go back to the fake impeachment hearings with Corey Lewandowski, who just announced he may be running for Senate after this. So let's go back.
House channels. Could it have been he asked you to get the message to Sessions because he thought you would do whatever he asked, even if it was illegal or immoral, just like your former boss, Bob Nay.
Illegal or immoral. These guys are literally engaged in treason right now, man. Lying to the public. I'll shut up. Just go back.
Background is largely as a Trump guy, not so much as a strategist, not a campaign manager, but as a right-hand man, a body man, and an enforcer. And Esquire went further and said the one-time campaign manager for Donald Trump has the traits of an enforcer and the conflict resolution skills to match. And you've even described yourself in your book, Let Trump Be Trump. You said, we were fine with whatever role the president wanted us to play. In Donald Trump's army, there were only loyal soldiers. There were no more loyal soldiers.
As these guys are all loyal to Obama's treason. That's what this is all about.
The Jack Abraham scandal. You were fired from Americans for Prosperity after being accused of fraud, voter fraud. You are now involved in this. Either you were willing to break the law for politics and Mr. Trump, or you're some kind of a Forrest Gump relating to corruption. So maybe let me ask you this. Did the president pick you as enforcer? He thought you would play whatever role he wanted because it was illegal? Is that possibly why he chose you to take this message to Sessions?
That'd be a question for the president, Congressman.
Well, Donald Trump was right, though. First, the White House counsel, Don McGahn, refused to fire the special counsel. Mr. McGahn showed principle and character and refused to do what he knew would be an illegal act. Then Attorney General Sessions, who had recused himself, was asked to unrecuse himself. But Attorney General Sessions also did the right thing. And he said, I'm not going to unrecuse myself because I'd have a conflict, because I was involved in the campaign and knew some things, can't do it. Then the White House counsel advised the president not even to contact Sessions. But you, his loyal soldier, would do it. You were different than Sessions and McGahn. Trump could depend on you. You did not ask any questions. You were a loyal soldier. You just wrote down the message and agreed to deliver it. That's what he thought. You took the dictation. You gave it to Hope Hicks. You asked her to type it up for you. Not that you couldn't have done it yourself, I'm sure. And then asked somebody else to deliver the message to Sessions when you decided not to. Donald Trump talked to you outside normal channels so there'd be no record of anything that he asked you to do to obstruct justice. Nothing to do with that at all. The president knew what he was doing was wrong. Mr. Sessions knew what he was doing was wrong. Mr. McGahn knew what he was doing was wrong. You seemed to be the only person that didn't think it was wrong. But Mr. Trump was wrong, because at the last minute, you got cold feet. You chickened out. The president's trust was misplaced. You decided not to do what you told the president you were going to do, and you handed it off to somebody else. Did you realize at some point that Mr. Nay, your former boss, got involved in criminal problems?
All right. This is by my view, treasonous bastard Stephen Cohen, Democrat here. Look, I'm going to try to break this down on the other side of this. But look, I'm just at zero tolerance at this point, okay? And Well, if nothing changes after the Inspector General report comes out here, and I think about a month, I don't know how much more of this I can take, folks. I really don't.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm having like a polar vortex magnetic shift right now. And I don't even know if I should be on air right now, quite frankly, because this is all happening internally. But, I mean, I never thought the day would come. Like, I'm about to have to start debating Trump supporters now, because they're in la-la land. Wow. I'll just leave it at that, folks. We're going to go back to this hearing, the fake impeachment hearing, the Democrats committing treason against this country. And I don't know how much more patience I have to wait for this deep state to... We already know everything that happened. That's what bothers me. We already know the treason. We know the details. We know the names. We know the players. We know the process. We know all of it. And we get no hearings, but we have dozens of hearings over fake news, fake investigations, fake impeachments, fake rape accusations, all of it fake. Fake climate change hoaxes. I mean, literally, we spend all these congressional hours on fake BS. But the known treason committed by Obama gets nothing. Now, again, I don't know how much more patience I have left. And it's reaching a point now. I criticize Trump because I want action. I love Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the best president of my life. I will vote for Trump again as of right now. But I'm not an idiot. I'm not a Trump fanboy. I'm an American. And man, when I just point out basic facts like, hey, the Pentagon just shut down three wall projects due to lack of funding, and I get Trump supporters saying, no, they didn't. Trump's built the wall already. I'm just like, what? So, man, this is just a weird polar vortex magnetic shift I'm having, and I know I'm not the only one, folks. I know I'm not the only one. And so I'm trying to get a date on when the Inspector General report from Michael Horowitz is about to come out, because I think that's my personal demarcation line. And if we really can't start to move against these people when the Inspector General report comes out, I believe it's supposed to come out. Yeah, they keep pushing it back. It was supposed to be in September. Yeah, you know, the more I think about this, the more ticked off I get. By the way, the president has just landed in California. He's having a secret meeting out there at an undisclosed location. I'm just so bewildered right now. I really shouldn't even be on air, probably. So yeah, we got another report from Alex Jones coming up, by the way, before this is all said and done. Don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, because if it wasn't for InfoWarsStore.com, you know the censors over there at CNN, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Google would have us shut down. But thankfully, you, the audience, are bigger than they, the tyrants, and you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge specials, up to 75% off dozens of products. We've got specials like 50% off top-selling supplements like Bodies, We open up the phone lines. People call in about the bodies. They love it. And don't forget about the brand new T-shirt. Beto O'Rourke says he wants to take your guns. We just released the T-shirt, Beto Not. Four different colors to choose from. It says Beto Not with the rifle on the front and the Lone Star to send a message to these Democrat gun grabbers. You're not taking the guns. You're not enslaving America. Call it InfoWarsStore.com. Again, Alex Jones will be coming up, working on the road. Let's go back to the fake impeachment hearing that is driving me absolutely insane.
My time. The gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Ohio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lewandowski, you ran President Trump's campaign between January 2015 and June 2016. Is that right?
Yes.
You were at the helm of the campaign when President Trump secured the Republican nomination.
Yes.
Pretty good campaign you ran.
Thank you.
I mean, you beat, what, 17, 18 different opponents, senators, governors, some good senators. Of course, you had a pretty good candidate.
The best.
Pretty good candidate. I think he's done a great job as president of the United States. After you left the campaign, I think you left in June of 2016, after you left the head of the campaign, were you still involved with the campaign throughout the rest of the election, all the way up through November 8th, 2016?
Yes.
In that entire time. So you were part of the campaign operation at some level or another from January 2015 to November 8th, 2016. During that entire time.
All right,
time,
Jim Jordan speaking at the fake impeachment with Corey Lewandowski there. Alex Jones is on the line with breaking news. Let's go to Alex now.
I'm gonna break this breaking news down. I want to explain something. You're going through the same thing I go through when I broadcast 6-7 hours a day. You read hundreds of articles, you watch hundreds of clips, and you get immersed in it, and you spend all your dopamine up in your brain, focused on it, and then it seems overwhelming to you. A lot of people are still awake. I don't think they realize how serious the fight is, but this happens to you, it happens to David, it happens to me, especially by the third or fourth hour. We tend to just get freaked out by basically battle fatigue, psychologically focusing on this, because we do the opposite of the general public. We totally focus on this. But let me give you the huge news. Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning, and the worm is turning, and the leader of the Republicans in the House says the indictments are coming. Bob Barnes is right. That's the procedure, that there is an indictment on McCabe, and they said, no, we're not overturning the indictment last week. So this is all happening. They're in total panic mode. All these ridiculous hearings where you hear about Russiagate, and a Russian agent 1,000 times, is meant to divert you, distract you, and have us debated and fight with them all day. That is the distractionary process. But here is the mega bombshell that I'm about to cover for everyone right now that is so incredibly important. Get ready for this. Lindsay Fetcher, bombshell, original Kavanaugh accuser, witness threatened to lie. I was told behind the scenes that certain things could be spread about me if I didn't comply, she said. Leland Tesser, the Christina Balazzi Ford, said that the witness was told basically lie about Kavanaugh. That story is all up there. She didn't remember it. None of it happened. It was all made up. So these lawyers and globalist CIA operatives like Ford would threaten women who they saw were listed inside the college and high school rolls and threaten to destroy them in the news if they didn't agree that they remember Kavanaugh assaulting them, even though they don't remember Kavanaugh, never knew Kavanaugh, never did it. This new woman, supposedly from college, she never got contacted by the news, never met Kavanaugh, never remembered it, never saw it. That was Clinton lawyers doing it as well. This is total, complete fiction. And instead of getting mad about it, I get mad too. It's an honor that NPR lied and said I was a horrible criminal and basically a rapist. It is an honor when these hardcore criminals lie about you. And we're winning. The country's coming back. They're trying to start a war with Iran. The Obamas and people are advising Iran behind the scenes to embarrass Trump like Jimmy Carter. It's not going to work. We are winning. The country's coming back. The TICOMs are getting their ass kicked. Exciting things are happening. I'm going to tell us something right now. You got to go to InfoWars.com. You got to go to NewsWars.com. You got to get super excited and aggressive because now we've got to force these stories out that not one, not two, not three, but all these women are coming out. Not the ones that lied to Congress. Not the ones that said they knew women that were assaulted. But the cutouts. Real women that they went and intimidated and threatened to keep their mouths shut. In some cases, the women were never even contacted. They just put their names in books. And then on the news, believing the women would play along because of peer pressure. The whole House of Cards is coming down. They published this new book, The Education of Kavanaugh, believing they would reboot all these ridiculous lies. But instead, it blew up in their face 1,000 times. We are watching victory right now. We've got to stay vigilant. We've got to realize the globalists are going to launch something else right now. They're going to stage something big, another mass shooting, another Oklahoma City, another big radical position, but we're fighting back. It's an amazing time to be alive. The headline is InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bombshell. Original catalog. Threatened to lie. That about me. If I didn't have lies, he said. As Leland Kaiser, who Christina Blasey Ford said was a witness when Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in the 1980s, now doubts that it ever happened. He goes on to say, I never remember it, never happened, but they threatened me to say I'm a drug addict and a criminal if I didn't. They put me on the news, so I kept quiet. But I can't do it anymore because now they put her in the book. And it turns out the other woman as well absolutely was never even contacted. It wasn't true. And three of the other women admit it was a total lie. They did it because they thought he was a bad guy. This is incredible criminal organized evil taking place. But people are pulling back the rug. That's why CNN is suddenly saying they're against the woke culture. And CNN is against, the cancel culture and the SJW and Kennedy Shadow. And they launched the whole thing. That was an excellent section you covered earlier. They were hitting on all cylinders trying to make us get angry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC. It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increase my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend.
Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. I'm on the road doing some big podcast out in my LA. I'll just leave it at that. We'll definitely make big news. We're fighting hard out here. But I want to turn this back over to Owen. I want listeners to understand, I get excited about this. This is the total fight for civilization against literally a satanic operating system. But now we've had multiple witnesses come forward in the last 3 days saying they were threatened to lie about Kavanaugh, or that they would never even remember it, and it didn't happen. We have caught the Clintons and the Obamas red-handed with this crap. They tried to put out this book, The Education of Kavanaugh, to reboot it. It blew up in their face. This is spectacular. But Ted Daniels has the new article breaking on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Everyone has to get this out to all the libtards, all the leftists you know, to shove it down their faces, because CNN and MSNBC will not tell them. Now, Owen's going to read you this Kit Daniel story that needs to go viral right now. Only you can share this video, so take action. Only you can share this article. Only you can smash the enemy, but now is the fight. This is not a freaking game, folks. They want a bloody civil war. If we can't stop them on information and truth, we're going to have to go to the next level and they attack us, so let's avert that. Let's fight now in the information war. If you won't fight now with your speech, you'll never fight if it goes to the next level, which we want to stop. Back to Owen Schroeder and live transmission and something very important. Next segment, stay with us.
I'm going to read this whole story. Headline, bombshell, original accuser's witness was threatened to lie about Kavanaugh's story, from Kit Daniels at Infowars.com. I want to piggyback on what Alex just said, because the average libtard doesn't believe the facts these days anyway. It's time to start calling talk radio. It's time to start calling into C-SPAN. Get on the air. Get in these people's faces. Go find a CNN reporter and say, hey, why aren't you guys telling the truth? Go outside of the New York Times headquarters with this story from Infowars.com and plaster it all over the telephone poles. Seriously, there should be a protest group of thousands of people in front of the New York Times right now for the sedition that they're engaging in. There should be 1,000 people with this article from Infowars.com outside of the New York Times headquarters right now saying, you guys engaged in treason, you're fake news, you're trying to destroy this country. That's on you, though. Here's the story on Infowars.com, headline from Kit Daniels. Original accuser's witness was threatened to lie about Kavanaugh's story. I was told behind the scenes that certain things could spread about me if I did not comply. Leland Kaiser, who Christine Blasey Ford said was a witness to when Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in the 1980s, now doubts it ever happened. During Kavanaugh's bloody confirmation in which Ford accused him of sexual assault, Kaiser said through her lawyer that while she didn't refute Dr. Ford's account, she was also unable to corroborate it because she has no recollection of the incident in question. Yeah, totally made up, folks. The New York Times literally made it up. But now Kaiser and she challenges Ford's accusation entirely, according to the new book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, An Investigation, a book of which, ironically enough, was apparently intended to keep the accusations against Kavanaugh alive. I don't have any confidence in the story, Leland told the New York Times reporters who wrote the book. Interestingly, Kaiser said that in a group text of Ford allies, she was threatened with being smeared as an addict if she didn't help Ford, as reported by the Federalist. An unnamed man on the text suggests that they defame her as an addict. Kaiser has been in recovery for some time, as her friends know, and as has previously been reported. Another answered, Leland is a major stumbling block. while asserting she didn't want her to make anything up out of whole cloth. She offered ideas for things that could sound supportive of Ford's story, such as that she'd been in similar situations with Blasey Ford that summer. I was told behind the scenes that certain things could be spread about me if I didn't comply, Kaiser told the reporters, a stunning admission of the pressure to which she was subjected to by Blasey Ford allies, the Democrat Party. As previously reported in Justice on Trial, Kaiser continues to think about the story in which she was supposed to have played a part. She has both logistical and character-driven problems with it. Focusing on one of the angles that many women had trouble believing, she says, it would be impossible for me to be the only girl at a get-together with three guys, have her leave, and then not figure out how she's going to get home. Ironically, this is the book's major bombshell, even though that's not what the authors intended. Buried at the end of the new book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, an Investigation, reporters Robin Pogebrin and Kate Kelly quietly admit that Blasey Ford's lifelong friend Leland Kaiser did not believe her friend's tale of a sexual assault at a party they both supposedly attended, wrote the Federalist Molly Hemingway. Kaiser was named by Ford as a witness, one of four who denied any knowledge of the event in question. The book offers no evidence in support of the allegations made by Blasey Ford, but they write their gut reaction was that her allegations rang true. Both reporters have been under intense fire recently after penning a New York Times article claiming that a new accuser witnessed Kavanaugh engaging in sexual misconduct, but left out that the alleged victim denied any memory of it, also denied to be a part of this when the committee requested her to be back in the original confirmation process. So this was multiple denials by this lady. The New York Times still went with it. An earlier version of this article, which was adapted from a forthcoming book, did not include one element of the book's account regarding an assertion by a Yale classmate that friends of Brett Kavanaugh pushed his penis into the hand of a female student at a drunken dorm party. Reads an editor's note attached to the article. The book reports that the female student declined to be interviewed and friends say that she does not recall the incident. That information has been added to the article. So this is what the Democrats are doing right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you what. Brett Kavanaugh has ruled with the Democrats on two of his decisions. Two Supreme Court decisions from Brett Kavanaugh have been on the liberal side of things. Now, if it's his belief that giving them an inch, maybe they'll leave him alone, hopefully he's learned that's not the case. Because, of course, it's not. These people are out for blood. Literally, the Democrat Party is out for blood. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sit here and act like I have all the answers as to why the Democrats are behaving like this, but let's allow you to reach some logistical conclusions of your own. The Democrat Party engaged in open treason, a coup, attempted to keep Trump out of office. The Democrat Party, this is all on record, folks, with Bob Cramer, started riots in Chicago to make Trump look bad. The Democrat Party, at the very top, that met with Jussie Smollett, now Jussie Smollett goes out and engages in a fake hate crime that gets reported nationwide in all the Democrat press. Totally made up. The Democrat Party brings forward Christine Blasey Ford to make up a story, and then they all run with it and their counterparts in the media to keep Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court. Literally all made up. How about the Covington Catholic boys, where they sent in an operative, Nathan Phillips, who lied about being a veteran, stolen valor, and then gotten some boy's face like a rude jerk, and then what'd the media do? Said he was the victim. This is just small-scale stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrat Party is a domestic terror group. The Democrat Party is engaged in open treason and sedition against this country. The Democrat Party is a pack of scum and liars. Why? You reach your own conclusions. Why do they want an open border? Are they trafficking drugs? Are they trafficking children? Are they diddling children? I don't know. Why are the Democrats such known liars?
Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Violent robberies were up dramatically this summer in downtown Minneapolis until police connected the dots, now with more than a dozen suspects captured in surveillance videos.
The victims, who were seriously injured in those assaults, also appear to have been targeted in these coordinated attacks.
5th and Hennepin, 3 weeks ago tonight. A man is staring at his smartphone on a corner still bustling at 4 a.m. Another man strikes up a conversation, and within seconds, he is surrounded by six others and brutally beaten. It goes on for a couple minutes. No one steps in. Who would? The victim is left unconscious on the sidewalk. All of this for his cell phone. A few days earlier, and a few blocks away, a dice game at Target Field Plaza ends when a cell phone is swiped and a brutal beatdown begins. The victim is stripped, punched, and kicked in the head. He's defenseless as the suspects jump on him, throw potted plants on him, and ride over him on a bike.
The videos to virtually everybody that saw it were very disturbing.
The numbers are disturbing, too. Year-to-date, robbery is up 46% in downtown Minneapolis. And in a three-week period in August, 47 robberies. And the prize, each time, was a smartphone. Bill Peterson is the new inspector downtown.
The vast majority of these incidents involve groups of males. Sometimes a female will be involved, and they are targeting specific victims, if you will.
Drunk victims.
Exactly.
Sometimes they'll ask for a cigarette or to use a phone. Or in the case of this man walking through the light rail station, they'll block his path, harass him, while someone picks his pocket. And there's a name for this coordinated mugging.
The groups that we've talked to call it finessing. They're finessing the victim. They're trying to figure out sort of the victim's stability, their status, their intoxication level.
So they're sizing them up and deciding how they're going to take them down.
That's what finessing is.
Pack hunters, like wolves, beating up and mugging people in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's happening in Detroit. It's happening in D.C. It's happening in Austin, Texas. It's happening in L.A. It's happening in Seattle. It's happening everywhere. I see these reports in local news that people send us every day. I see it in Europe. But what do they never point out in these reports? That it's pack hunters, groups of black youth and young black males hunting predominantly white people. Occasionally, they also attack and rob a black person. There's a report out today where they threw a black guy on the railroad tracks, almost got him killed, had to fight for his life, broke his knee. They robbed him. Because, see, sometimes there's not a white person around to rob. Remember just a few weeks ago in South Africa, we saw all these blacks burned to death because they're migrants coming into South Africa, not by white people, no, not by the devils, but by other blacks in South Africa. But the black South Africans said, hey, don't kill your brothers. Kill the white people.
Xenophobia must stop. If you want to do xenophobia, okay, right, start to kill white people. Start to kill Chinese people. Start to kill Asian people. Don't kill your brother. Don't kill your brother.
And then even Trevor Noah, who's from South Africa, he came out and blamed the white people. He said that white people are killing black people and there's record numbers. Of course, he didn't show you any of the videos like we're showing you right now. But this is the reality of what's really going on. And it's so sick. You look at the FBI's own numbers that you have for every white person that attacks a black person, you have 10 white people attacked. And that's also true for black on black. The truth is there is a minority of black males who are a minority of the blacks who commit a disproportionately large amount of the crime. In fact, it's right at about 45% nationwide violent crime. It's glorified by the whole gangster culture and by Hollywood and the media. Those numbers weren't like that until the 90s, and they went way up when MTV funded gangster rap and made it all cool. So we all know the truth. When people like T.I. and stuff want to talk about how America was never really great and all this, and how the whites are out hurting the black people, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not the truth. And black folks have been told that their identity is that they're downtrodden and abused, and so that if anyone says that that's not really the case these days as much, you're lessening what happened in the past. No, I'm telling folks, don't live in the past. Let me tell you something right now. I played football. I played a lot of sports. I had a lot of black friends growing up. And they were like, man, you really are colorblind. You really are a nice guy. Because I also got attacked by black people who were 3, 4, 5 years older than me growing up in Dallas. And my parents just said, get tough. Well, you know what? I did get tough. But the truth is that I was racially attacked. Let's not exaggerate. Probably 50 times just in junior high and then into high school. But I wouldn't call it really attacked after that because I I hurt people real bad. I started just, you know, punch people in the throat, grabbing them, ramming their heads in the ground. And, you know, then the rednecks wanted to fight me because they're like, who's this 170-pound guy that's kicking everybody's ass? But the truth is, I owe those black folks those racial attacks. Thank you. You made me who I am. I thank you every day for it. It's so good. You see, I'm not a victim. I love it. It's so good. You see how that works? And I didn't go join the KKK or something, some other gang that hates black people, because I'm not a tribalist idiot. But I will call out packs of racist black guys acting like wolves, attacking white people all day, and then bitching and complaining. World star hip-hop all knows about the knockout game. Kill those old white people. Knock them down, so their heads bleed all over the ground. And then you sit there and go, but I'm downtrodden, while Africans fight to get into this country to escape slavery still going on in four African countries run by the Islamists. That's right. The Quran says black people aren't human and can be enslaved. So remember, go join your mosque right now. The truth is, I know history, I know facts, and that's the reality. So you just got it all laid out here, ladies and gentlemen. Packs of men hunting down white devils. What a joke. What a scam. What a lie. The system wants us all divided and conquered so we can all be played off against each other. And they want to invoke the idea that white males are inherently evil, even though everybody's fighting to get into nations and systems that are based on the Christian Renaissance, which the globalists are threatened by, so right now they're removing it and destroying it. That's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going back to Owen Schroyer and the live coverage and the incredible impeachment hearings going on right now that had amazing fireworks. But I love everybody. And I'm like Martin Luther King. I believe in what he talked about. Judge people by the content of their character and their deeds. You judge a tree by its fruits. He didn't invent that. Jesus said that. That's common sense. And so most black folks are great. Most white folks are great. We all want the same thing, freedom and justice in the future for everybody. But they have invoked a lot of young black people to be racist against whites and to believe it's okay to attack them. The young, you know, black folks in Houston listen to the new Black Panther Party leader. I've had him on the show, who says, don't mug and hurt your own people. Go mug the white people. So this is the reality. And then as all this racism against whites explodes, other whites then grovel like Stockholm Syndrome and try to capitulate to it and try to kiss ass and then sign on to leftist globalist policies that the Fortune 100 like Apple are funding, when Apple runs giant slave factories in China with the greatest level of slavery the world's ever seen. But because it's Asians enslaving Asians, it's not trendy and cool to talk about it when you're Bozo the Clown Kaepernick bitching about how America sucks all day because his white parents adopted him. That's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. So, no, I don't have any guilt. I guarantee you there aren't any black people in this country that got attacked 50 more times by white folks. It ain't going on. Everybody knows, though, it's kosher and good to attack white people. And so here's what I say, whether you're black or white, whoever you are, whoever's attacking you, whites attacking blacks, blacks attacking whites, that's why we have a Second Amendment to defend ourselves. So I'm an older guy these days. Whether it's a group of white guys or black guys try to kill me or attack me, I'm going to defend myself with a Second Amendment. That's why we have it. Now, back to the live transmission. You just got some major truth laid on your ass.
You know, folks, it's information overload here at InfoWars, and watching that report, I'm just remembering yesterday. It's not even in the report. I mean, we had all the videos as Alex was breaking that down of white people getting attacked by gangs of black people, and there wasn't even a video that was going viral yesterday. I mean, there's literally so much of it you can't even get it all into one video report. Where some young white gentlemen were out on a pier in Boston. Yeah, there's the video right there. And a gang of black kids that are obviously older than them, bigger than them. It looks like some grade school kids, maybe some young high school kids. And then some college-age men, black men, just start beating the crap out of these white guys, telling them to get off their pier. That's real racism. That's what you're promoting, CNN and MSNBC. You are the protagonist of racism in this country. You are.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to the fake impeachment hearings happening right now, run by the biggest domestic terror group in the United States, the Democrat Party. Been committing open treason against this republic for a long time, but openly for about 3 years now. It's all on record. Now, remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how we stay afloat here, how we stay in orbit. And in case you didn't know, we're actually live 10 hours a day. So they try to censor us. Actually, we got more live content. Yeah, 12 hours. Banned out video. We have more live content now. Infowars.com/show. But just remember, they tried to shut us down. We expanded. And that's only, not in large part, only in part to your support at InfowarsStore.com. So we only have you to thank.
You put InfoWars on your back. You carry InfoWars. So whatever InfoWars destiny and fate is, it's in your hands. It's on your back. InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the fate of InfoWars lies. Literally, folks. So go over to InfoWarsStore.com and help us control our own destiny. Now, I'm going to hand the baton over to Harrison Smith as the War Room that I normally host kicks off at 3 p.m. Central, goes till 6 p.m. Central. I'm normally hosting that, but sitting in for Alex today, we'll hand the baton over to Harrison Smith, who's got a lot of great reports coming up and big guests as well you're not going to want to miss. But let's go back to the fake impeachment hearings that the domestic terror group Democrat Party are hosting right now with Jerry Nadler, who had to get a tailor from a different dimension to get pants around his fupa. Let's go back to the fake impeachment hearing.
That same question, sitting at that same table, he gave the same answer. Falsely accused. The president is falsely accused of colluding with a foreign state to impact the election. Jim Comey, when we deposed him at that very table, said after 10 months of investigation, we didn't have a thing. Bob Mueller gets named special counsel. He wastes $30 million of taxpayer money, 22-month investigation. He sits at that table just a few weeks ago and gives the same darn answer. But these guys over here, they don't care. They don't care. They don't want to get to what Mr. Chavez said. They don't want to figure out how the false accusation happened. They just want to drag people in front of this committee and keep trying to find some way they can go after the president. Let's go back to the process that the ranking member raised. Did you testify in front of the Senate Intel Committee in 2017?
Yes.
Did you testify in front of the House Intelligence Committee in 2017?
Yes.
And you went before the special counsel and answered his questions in 2018. Is that right?
It is.
And you did that all voluntarily?
Yes.
No subpoena?
No, sir.
You said, I'm willing to comply, give answers, answer all the questions you got?
Yes.
I think in your opening statement you said 20-some. How many hours did you sit in front of those various committees?
More than 20.
More than 20 hours. And for this committee, did you get a letter from this committee back in March asking you to comply with certain document requests that Chairman Nadler wanted to have?
I believe so, yes.
And you and your legal team complied with that?
Yes, sir.
And then on June 24th, you got another letter. Is that right?
Yes.
June 24th of this year, you got another letter asking you to do an interview, a transcribed interview in front of the committee. And your lawyer contacted Chairman Nadler and said, we'd be happy to do that. Is that right?
Yes.
Said, give us some dates. We'll come in. We'll be happy to sit for an interview.
That's right.
What happened next?
Next, about 5 weeks ago, the committee issued a subpoena for my appearance.
So you're willing to come voluntarily, just like you did with Senate Intel, House Intel, just like you did for Bob Mueller, for the special counsel, 20-some hours. You're willing to do that all. You complied with when they asked you for certain documents, and then when they want you to come in for an interview, you said, all right, sure, we'll do it. They hit you with a subpoena.
Correct.
And then they start calling you names, saying, close up that book, answer the question, start treating you this way. Kind of interesting. They're the ones who started it. They're the ones who slapped you with a subpoena when you were willing to come here voluntarily.
I was.
And then they question what the demeanor you bring here today. I mean, first they changed the rules last week in the middle of the Congress, changed the rules of the committee in the middle of the game, and then today they're not even going to follow the rules because the rules that changed last week talk about staff asking questions after members are done. We got this whole issue with consultants. So this, maybe we would be better served if we did exactly what Mr. Chabot said. Maybe we would be better served as the House Judiciary Committee if we actually focused on how this whole false accusation started in the first place. What do you think, Mr. Lewandowski?
I think it'd be a great idea.
Great idea. Maybe the American people would be better served than spending more time investigating something that's already had 32 months of investigation from both Jim Comey and the FBI and Bob Mueller and the special counsel. Maybe we would do that. You know, a great place to start? Great place to start, Mr. Chairman. I asked you about this 1 week ago today. Great place to start would be the Inspector General's report that was issued just 3 weeks ago, the scathing report about Jim Comey. That'd be a nice place to start. But when I asked the chairman when we might have an opportunity to question Mr. Horowitz, he said, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. Of course you haven't thought about that. Too busy trying to impeach the president. Too busy slapping subpoenas on Corey Lewandowski. Of course you haven't thought about that. That's what the committee should be focused on. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lewandowski, you are about like a fish being cleaned with a spoon. It's very hard to get an answer out of you. But let me ask you this, sir. Based on the president's past statements, everybody knows that...
This is Hank Johnson, who thinks islands float, who opens up his question and says, Mr. Lewandowski, you're like trying to clean a fish with a spoon. It's hard to get anything out of you. This sort of intellectual genius is well beyond my pay grade, folks. Go back to the genius.
Everybody knows that the president does not like for anybody to take notes when he's talking. In fact, he asked lawyers not to take official notes, and you're aware of that, correct?
I'm aware of the public account, sir.
All right, fair enough. But when the president met with you in the Oval Office 101 on June 19, 2017, to dictate a message to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he told you to, quote, write this down. Isn't that correct?
That's accurate.
And it was just you and the president in that meeting, correct?
It was.
And you knew that... you needed to write down as fast as possible what the president was telling you so that you could make sure to capture the content of what he was telling you correctly, correct?
I don't know if speed of writing was a criteria, but I tried to capture it to the best of my ability, Congressman.
Thank you, sir. And he dictated to you exactly what he wanted you to put into the mouth of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, correct?
I believe he asked me to deliver a message.
This is Hank Johnson. How many times has this guy been reelected? Can you guys find that out for me?
A message that he intended for Jeff, meaning Jeff Sessions, to deliver out loud and publicly. He wanted the public to know what he was saying, but he wanted Jeff to say it, correct?
I mean, like, it would be quite a challenge to find someone with a lower IQ than Don Lemon, but Hank Johnson...
that the president dictated to you that he wanted you to deliver.
Well, how many times? He's been reelected, what is that, four times?
Screen, and I'd like for you to read the first.
This guy's been elected at least four times.
Would entertain that.
And he came out of Cynthia McKinney's district, who's actually a patriot, called out the foreign wars? Wow. That's a major sea change.
Would you prefer for me to read it instead of you?
Please.
Okay. It says, I know that I recused myself from certain things having to do with specific areas, but our POTUS is being treated very unfairly. That's what he told you to write down, and that's what you wrote down. And I'll continue. He said, he shouldn't have a special prosecutor counsel because he hasn't done anything wrong. Now, that's what he wanted you to deliver to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, correct?
I believe that's an accurate representation.
And he wanted you to deliver it to Jeff so that Jeff could say it to the people.
You notice how he didn't include the part where the president talks about how they're subverting the Constitution.
You are trying to be right now, being scaled. You felt
eight times Hank Johnson has won re-election. Wow, what a stud, this guy.
No, sir.
This guy is just an intellectual mountain.
Why did it take you so long and you never even delivered it?
Mountains float, by the way.
Correct. I never delivered a message.
Yeah, you chickened out.
I went on vacation.
You went on vacation.
All right,
and
ladies
so
and gentlemen.
You put the message.
Good night. Wow. Just. I'm speechless, folks. I'm speechless. Harrison Smith takes over for the war room for me today. This is going to do it for the Alex Jones Show. Be sure to share the Kit Daniels story about how the New York Times knowingly lied about Brett Kavanaugh's accusers. This is the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen, committing open treason. You better get woke.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.